All right, let me start out saying this. Yesterday, as you already know, we had an unfortunately suspended Eli Apple, conduct detrimental. And it's unfortunate, and I'm going to kind of leave it at that. I know you all have a job to do. I know where the questions are going to go. I hope you can respect the fact that it's a family matter. That's the way I look at it. And the other thing is there's a young man involved, and I still... You know, I'm still in the business of restoring, rehabbing, and not tearing down. This was just something that we felt to do, had to do at this particular time. So, having said that, practice today went fairly well. We got a lot of third down done. We look forward to getting a bunch of red zone in tomorrow. Good polish up practice on Saturday and try to go win a football game. And with that, I'll open it up.
Peter, I don't think this delves into any details, but just what changed from when you spoke to us yesterday and then the announcement?
Well, there were some things we went up and talked about, and then based on all that information, we made the decision.
How much did what happened in practice factor in?
I'm not going to get into the details and why it was. It's conduct detrimental, you know, accumulation of things, and we made the decision to do it.
What do you do moving forward to try and help them? How do you sort
good
of
question.
Make that work?
I will say this. I don't know that I have that answer, but I know that there will be efforts to do that. He's part of our football team. You know, he's a teammate, and he's still a New York Giant.
You were so positive about the conversations you had in the morning with him.
Yeah. You're right.
It was a very different conversation.
And I look at what I told you that yesterday. That's the truth. I thought it was very productive and positive, and unfortunately, went in another direction.
Steve, when you spoke to us, did you know he was going to be suspended?
No.
That was okay.
No. And I came
about
there.
What time did that come down?
I don't know. I don't want to get into a timeline thing. The bottom line is we had to do this, and nobody feels good about it. My hope is that something positive comes out of it. That's my hope. I really hope that. And I believe there are times when it does work out that way.
Steve, looking at this, a guy who's been suspended and benched several times, a teammate calls him a cancer, it's hard to envision how he could possibly come back to this group. I know it's not your decision ultimately,
yeah.
But why do you think that's even possible for him?
I don't want to speculate or go. I'm not talking about Eli in particular. I'm a person that looks at the positive and believes anything and everything can be restored. That's just how I think. That might be naive. You may call it stupidity, but I believe that. Whether that happens in this case or not, I don't know.
How do you view Sunday? I mean, there's so much uncertainty.
Thanks, Jordan.
Do you look at it all as to say, hey, this might be my last time in this spot, or do you let that cross your mind at all?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. Look, I love going in that stadium. I loved going in the old Giants Stadium. Can I tell a little story right now? Not a story, but so Giants Stadium. I go back to Giants Stadium. So I remember when I came here from the Eagles, and I had been in the Vet all those years, and then the Vet got knocked down. We went in a new building. And I remember years later, the guys that complained about working in the Vet were talking about how great it was that we were in the Vet and badge of courage. So when I was here in 07 and 08, and we were in the doldrums of Giant Stadium, we didn't have the facilities like some other teams. I remember the players saying the same thing. I said, you know, someday when Giant Stadium's gone, you know, you're going to be saying, yeah, back when I played and we had Giant Stadium, we didn't have this and we didn't have, and they do it now. I listen to guys do it all the time, so I don't know how I got on that. Jordan, you asked me about MetLife and all that. It just popped in my head, but I'm not thinking about last anything. I'm really thinking about trying to beat the Washington Redskins.
Greg, you talked the other day, you know, after the Eagles game, you know, what a good story that would have been for a 2-11 team.
Yeah.
11-2 team. You know, for you and for this team, but mainly for you, what would one win do? I mean, it doesn't change the standards or anything, but, you know, you're the interim head coach, and
yeah.
A 0 instead of a 1.
No, look, we all want to win. What it would do for me is you always, cliche or not, you always remember the last game. You know, whether it was last week and you're enjoying a win and you got to put it to bed and the whole thing. But if you win the last one, it'll feel really good. I go back to 1999 when I was with the Eagles and we struggled. Now we were a building team and all that. And we went into the final two games of the season that 3-11. And won the last two games, and it just carried us through the season. Felt really good. So we're chasing the feeling of what it feels like to be in the locker room, an NFL locker room, after a win, and all that goes into all that. That's what we're chasing, and hopefully we can get that.
Personally for you in the locker room after that game,
Yeah, it would feel, I hope to be talking to you. I hope you're asking me how that felt, but we'll see.
A lot was made of Davis. I was going to two. How did Gino handle the...
Gino's been a pro. He believes in his ability. I do too. I mean, that wasn't any reflection on Gino. It really wasn't. Just an attempt to do something in the last week, give Davis a chance to function as a two. That's all.
I'm curious. Davis goes through that like almost 200 throw, 75-minute warm-up before
yeah,
stands
yeah.
And sweats or
it's impressive, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
We watch it every week. We're
yeah.
here. will he do that?
That's a good question. I have to check with Frank. I wouldn't think. That'd be too much. Yeah, yeah. Knowing him, though, he'd probably still go out. But I would venture to say he probably wouldn't do that many. Yeah.
So you guys feel there's value in him being the backup and going through the week,
a little
and not
bit.
Playing in the game?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to find a lot. We feel like we know. You know, so we'll see where it goes in the game.
You feel like you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know as much as we know right now, you know, and I don't know, I'm not going to look into the future. My hope is Eli Manning takes every snap on Sunday and we win the football game. That's my hope. If that changes, then you can ask me about what advantage or disadvantage it was. How's that for a deal?
Could you at least say, if it's a close game, say in the fourth quarter, you're playing to win the game, Eli stays in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a safe assessment. That's the way we're going about it right now.
You have a number in your head? Point difference?
A number of how many points we score?
Yeah, or possessions?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. You guys are smarter than I am.
Just the feel?
Not at all.
I mean, it'll be just the feel?
Yes, in the course of the game, yeah, if that were to happen. Yeah. I'm hoping I'm not even entertaining the thought.